Until recently, adult bookstores, strip clubs, drugs, and prostitution were the nightly trade on the Miracle Mile corridor, which runs from I-10 to Oracle and then down south to Drachman. But a new neighborhood rebranding strategy is underway, which hopes to change Miracle Mile's image from a red light district to a family-friendly tourist attraction. Laura Markowitz has the story.
Historic Miracle Mile was a really important feature in Tucson in the early part of the 20th century.
It's hard to imagine that Tucson's Miracle Mile has the potential to become a family-friendly tourist attraction. But if anyone can convince you, it's Damian Klinko. He's the president of the Tucson Historic Preservation Foundation. And he likens Miracle Mile to the old Route 66 road culture, which makes Flagstaff a popular tourist destination.
Tucson's wonderful mid-century modern vernacular architecture, roadside architecture, proliferated, which included wonderful motor courts and gas stations. This was once this great American highway.
It looks fairly dilapidated.
But there's still that sense of like 1950s kind of glamorous, sunbathed quality. If you drive here at night, so many of the signs are still operational, and it really defines a strong sense of place. All these wonderful neon signs that are just so eclectic from the 1940s, 50s, and 60s.
Under the names of the motels, the signs advertise things like refrigerated rooms, phones, color television, and kitchenettes. The Tucson Historic Preservation Foundation is restoring Miracle Mile's neon signs. It's part of the rebranding effort that Klinko and other community partners have come up with to revitalize the strip.
You know, one of the tenets of modernity is if you turn on the lights, people will come. And I think the same can be said for these neon signs. You know, they were really these beacons in a very dark night of the 1950s that would entice you to pull your car off the highway while you were traversing the country and stay the night in Tucson and spend your money and eat at our restaurants.
That's exactly what the community partners hope will happen again on Miracle Mile. For decades, the area has been synonymous with drugs and prostitutes, porn shops, and strip clubs. A man at the Riviera Motor Lodge sees changes taking place on Miracle Mile.
No Yankee people, okay? A nice, very nice, clean street, okay?
The decrease in Hanky Panky is largely credited to the presence of the West Side Police Center. It opened on Miracle Mile in 2007, and in 2 years, prostitution was down 68%, and drug-related crimes dropped 31%. Now, some of those motels that cater to dealers and prostitutes are being repurposed. The Ghost Ranch Lodge is one of them.
Georgia O'Keeffe designed the logo for the property, and it's featured on the neon sign out front. Ghost Ranch Lodge, in 2010, underwent a major rehabilitation, turned into affordable senior housing. And it really is a beautiful example of adaptive reuse and historic preservation. This project garnered so much attention that even before it was completed, all of the rooms were rented and a waiting list was established. I think it really speaks to the sense of place and the sense of identity that this property has along this old highway corridor.
There are other obvious signs of reinvestment on Miracle Mile. The Wayward Winds Lodge is about to open its doors as the new Gospel Rescue Mission's Women's Center. Pastor Roy Tullgren raised $5 million to purchase and renovate the property.
We currently have three of our students in our recovery program who did their prostitution and drugs here in the hotel. They were thrilled that a place of once was darkness and pain is now a place of light and healing and hope.
Patricia is one of those students.
Miracle Mile and Flowing Wells, all the way up Oracle to Oracle and Drachman is where I would walk to and back. In a busy night, standard, about 50 to 70 people would approach me. I'd get a hotel room here on the mile because they were cheap, $25 a night. You know, for me, that was 30 seconds of work.
She still knows women who walk the mile, but she says many left when the police center opened.
The girls have just moved.
You don't end prostitution, drugs, and violence. They just move to a new neighborhood, and then they become someone else's problem.
They're on the east side right now, the 29th and Craycroft area.
Another property under renovation is the Monterey Motel. It sits between the Sunland Motel and Riviera Motor Lodge,
which glows red at night with humming neon.
The 1930s motor court shut down 5 years ago and was boarded up. The new owner, Greg Haber, plans on renting the 17 remodeled casitas to artists.
The vision of this project is an art community that has a cafe and will have music so people can come and shop and eat. We're hoping to attract healing arts people. We're hoping to attract a little bit of a farmer market feel. It's going to be a kind of eclectic, and that's the whole idea.
The motels that haven't been repurposed are struggling to keep their businesses above water now that their regular clientele have moved on.
I was making a good money.
Jimmy Cherrywala owns the Mountain View Motel. 3 years ago, 80% of his rooms were rented. But on this particular day, only two are occupied.
Money-wise, I'd lost my little business.
Business is down.
B.T. Patel is manager of the Sunland Motel.
When I came, since 4 years before, I was worried that which part of America I came here. This is the worst part of the place. All kind of prostitute, all kinds of drug.
Patel says he's glad the neighborhood has improved because he lives here, and it's a safer place to raise his children.
Oh, I was thinking about removing this sign.
Oh, I'm so glad you didn't remove the sign. Well, in fact, we're creating a guide to the very best neon signs of Tucson, and your sign is in that list. So we have had it professionally photographed, and it's going to be in this beautiful color booklet that we're going to give free 10 or 15,000 copies to the community to try to promote these businesses and the signs that front them. So, yeah, the sign is an asset. I wouldn't get rid of it.
Good to meet you. Yeah.
Another business that misses the old trade on the mile is the Overpass Cafe.
It's classing up a little bit, but that's not necessarily good for business.
That's the owner, Jody Summers.
There was a lot of prostitution, but nobody ever came in here and caused any kind of trouble or anything for me. They just came to eat. They'd call from the hotel and get it to go or come in and eat, and it really, really generated a lot of revenue. And then when that stopped, it really did hurt.
Summers grew up in Tucson. She can remember when Miracle Mile was a dirt road with only two buildings, Nevada Smith's and the Overpass Cafe.
It's been the Overpass Cafe from day one. Meat and potatoes kind of place.
And burritos.
Dave Furry is a regular at the Overpass.
He's a special one. Yeah, I love him dearly.
One of the architects of change on Miracle Mile comes in for a cup of coffee. His name is Oscar Bajorquez.
Originally, I'm not from this neighborhood, but I invested in this neighborhood. And I live here and we own two properties.
And he's president of the Miracle Manor Neighborhood Association.
I got involved in the Neighborhood Association about 10 years ago.
Bajorquez's proudest accomplishments are establishing a park in the neighborhood and preventing the Walgreens on Oracle and Grant from getting a liquor license.
One of my biggest goals is to beautify it, to where people that have invested say, you know what, I want to go back and live in my investment.
Dave Furry.
Dave, nice to meet you.
In this area. Thank you for all that you're doing.
Oh, no problem.
He's one of the local heroes.
We're investors, and we invest, and if we don't take care of what we're investing in our area, then what is our investment worth, right? It was nice meeting you.
My pleasure.
Thank you for coming up.
Thank you.
Bajorquez says the real credit for Miracle Mile's improvements should go to Ward 3 council member Karen Ulick.
Oh, things changed like 150% when Karen came in. She came in just really open-minded and paying attention to the communities and paying attention to the neighborhood.
The Ward 3 office spent $75,000 of its discretionary back-to-basics funds to support the revitalization, from strategic planning to improving bus shelters and creating historic Miracle Mile artwork.
She's helped us a great deal.
Miracle Mile hasn't completely cleaned up its reputation. TD's Show Club West, a strip joint, still does a booming business on the weekends. And women waiting for the bus on Miracle Mile will sometimes get solicited by men passing by in cars. But one day soon, Miracle Mile might once again be Tucson's colorful northern gateway, with glowing neon signs beckoning tourists to pull over and stay a while. For Arizona Spotlight, this is Laura Markowitz.
This Saturday, April 30th, is the fourth annual historic open house and tour of Miracle Mile from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We have a link for more information on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpublicmedia.org.